मया ततमिदं सर्वं जगत भक्तमूर्तिना मस्तानि सर्वभूतानि न च अहं तेषु अवस्थितः. This verse we have been discussing last night. This is distinct explanation of impersonalism and personalism. Actually, there cannot be any impersonal idea. Here, Krishna says, Abhakta Murtina. Even Abhakta, non-manifested, it has also a murti, a form. Generally, we can see impersonalism, voidism, compared with the sky. Sky is called zero, void. But sky has also a form. We see daily a big round ball. So there cannot be anything without form. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna particularly says, Abhakta Murtina. Although it is not manifested, but it has got a form. But one who does not take to the real form and takes to the imaginary form, that has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Klesha Udhikatarastesam Abhakta Sakta Chetasam. Those who are attached to the impersonal form, they unnecessarily take some trouble on it. Klesha Udhikatam. Of course, to understand the form of the Lord, that is not very easy thing. It requires much intelligence. Intelligence, that is also a kind of tapasya. Without tapasya, nobody can understand the form of the Lord, Satchidananda Vigraha. Because generally we take it for granted, form means a form like me. Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchi tadaham asnami. Now we offer eatables to the Lord. Krishna says, tadaham asnami, I eat. But the atheists cannot see. They cannot see that how Krishna is eating. They will say that you offered something to Krishna, but he has not eaten. It is lying there, you are eating. But now, Krishna has eaten. They do not know how they eat, how Krishna eats. That is their fault. Poor fund of knowledge. One has to learn how Krishna can eat. Krishna can eat simply by seeing. Simply, Krishna has all parts, all the indriyas, different parts of the body, limbs, they are as good as Krishna. Krishna can eat just like we eat through our mouth. But Krishna can eat with his eyes. That is absolute. Because we are not absolute, we have got distinction between my our eyes and our hands, our mouth, there are distinction. It is called Sagata Vibheda. We have got difference of body between yourself and myself. And in the body also there are differences. My eyes are different from my hands are different from my legs. But Krishna being absolute, he has no such distinction. That they do not understand. Therefore, they cannot imagine how God, Krishna, can have a form. If he has a form, then the form is like this. Our, the Mayavadi, they say, they believe that when Brahma comes, he accepts a material body that is defied by Krishna. Abhijananti manga murha manasin tanumas. Because I come as a human being, these rascals take me as one of the human beings. This is the difference. Mura. This word is used, very word. Mura means rascal. Because Krishna comes as this child of Yashodama or as the son of Vasudeva, therefore these Mayavadis, they mistake that Krishna or Brahma has taken the form, accepting the body from Maya. But that's not the fact. Krishna is not under Maya. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Maya. Not accepting this material energy, his own energy. Sambhavami Atma, Juge Juge, Sambhavami Atma Maya. So, the so-called rascal scholars, they think Krishna and Krishna's body are different. As we spirit soul, we are different from this body. Similarly, these Mayavadis, they also think that Krishna is different from his body. we have several times discussed a big scholar. When Krishna says in this ninth chapter, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jajimang Namaskuru, he translates nice but comments that it is not to Krishna the person, it is unto the Supreme Brahma who is within Krishna. He does not know Krishna. That Krishna has no such difference. He is Parabrahma. He has no difference as between the soul and the body. His complete spiritual body, Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha, Sachidananda. So there cannot be any difference between Krishna and his soul. There is no such thing. But these people, the so-called scholars, they do not understand Krishna, but they had the audacity to write comments on Bhagavad Gita. They do not know what is Krishna, but they had the impudency to write comments on Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, it is meant for you, Arjun, because you are my devotee. Bhaktosi, priyosi. Nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita unless one is very dear to Krishna and bhakta of Krishna. Nobody can understand. That is the first step. One must be very dear to Krishna and one must be a devotee of Krishna. Then he can touch Bhagavad Gita. Of course, there are so many things. Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga. So many yogas are there. But Krishna says, the most confidential part of knowledge, my dear Arjuna, I am giving you, because you are so my dear friend, sarva guhyatama. the 18th chapter, is that Sarva Dharman Parityajyamami Ramasar, Manvana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyari Vangramas. So, God, Krishna, is not impersonal. At the ultimate end, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdati. Absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Paramatma is subordinate to the Supreme Person Krishna. And Brahma is also subordinate to the Supreme Person Krishna. Brahmana hang pratistha. Brahma, the impersonal Brahma feature, Brahma jyoti, that is resting on Krishna. It is very easy to understand. We can see that the sun sign is resting on the sun globe. Sun globe is localized. But sun sign is very big. It is distributed all over the universe. But that does not mean that sun sign is more important than the sun globe. The sun globe is important. And the still more important is the sun god. Within the sun globe, there is sun god. Vibhushan, he is a person. And there is also other living entities. They're all their bodies are made of fire. Here in the material science, they sterilize. They are under the impression that when there is too strong temperature, the microbes die. Or when there is too cold, the microbes die. There are two kinds of sterilization. Either by increasing the heat or decreasing the heat below zero. But Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad Gita, we understand adajyam. Soul is never killed in fire. Neither it is killed by extreme coldness. Nitya sasatayam. Spirit cannot be counteracted by any material reaction. That is spirit. Therefore, the theory that in the fire the living entity dies, it is not. Otherwise, and how these slokas are there in the second chapter, adajayam, aklidayam, asusayam. That means anything material that can be cut into pieces. But the soul cannot be cut into pieces. Achidayam. It cannot be cut into pieces. Achidayam. Adajayam. It cannot be burnt into ashes in the fire. Aklidayam. Asusayam. The reaction of the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, that is not applicable in the soul. So if they are not applicable to the soul, which is minute particle of the Supreme Soul, how it is applicable to the Supreme Soul? Therefore, it is a miscalculation that Krishna, the Supreme Soul, is affected by this material nature. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says that sambhavami atma. Besides that, Krishna says that material nature was under his direction. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. There are other evidences Brahma-sangita. Sisti-sthiti-pralaya-sadhana-sakti-rika. Chai-vajasya-bhuvanani-vibharti-durga. Ichchanurupam-api-yasya-cha-cheshtate-sa. Sa-durga. Ichchanurupam-api-yasya-cheshtate. Sa-durga. Sisti-sthiti-pralaya-sadhana-sakti. Durga is so powerful that it can create, she can create, she maintains, and she can annihilate everything. Still, she is working as maidservant under the direction of Govinda. Govinda madhi purisam tamaham bhaja. And it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhaksena prakriti svyate sacharacharam. So, Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajante imanga buddha bhava samani. Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudhul. One who understands Krishna perfectly. We cannot understand Krishna perfectly, that is not possible. But as far as our knowledge is concerned, as far as we can study Vedas, if we simply can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything, Ishara Parama Krishna, Parama Krishna. Every one of us somehow or other we are Ishara. Ishara means control. So, we have got some controlling capacity according to our capacity. But we are not the supreme controller, that is not possible. Supreme controller is Krishna. You may be controller. I am controller, but above me there is another controller. Above him there is another controller. Above him there is another controller. In this way, within this material world, the supreme controller is Brahma. Within this material world, not beyond this material. Only on the on this universe, in each and every universe, there are many Brahmas, many Rudras, and many other demigods, many suns, many moons, many millions. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti koti vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi purusam tamangaya. So everything is Krishna's energy. Therefore Krishna says maya tatamidam sarvam sarvam khalidam brahma. Me, Krishna's energy is spread everywhere, everything. Parasya brahmana shakti, that expansion. In the Vishnu Puran it is said, ekasthani stutasyagne josna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvaiva akhilam jam. Sarve idam akhilam jam. Idam sarvam. Whatever we are saying, they are simply expansion of Krishna's energy. Just like a big merchant, a big industrialist, he has got big factories. So these factories, one can say that this is Mr. Birla's factory or Mr. such and such gentleman's factory, Tata's factory. But still, although the factory belongs to Tata, the factory is running on by the energy of Tata. But you cannot find, if you want to see, where is Tata here, Mr. Tata? That you can see. Tata is sitting in his room and is pulling bottle and everything is going on. Similarly, Goloka Yava Nivasati Akhila Atma Bhuta. Krishna in his place, he is with Radharani. He's enjoying, playing on his flute. Why he has to do anything? Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyata. This is Vedic injunction. Natasya Karjam Karanancha Vidyata. He has nothing to do. If we can see ordinary, Mr. Tata or Mr. Birla has nothing to do. Everything is being done by his energy. So how great energy has got the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That we can imagine. So his energy is active, working. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviki Jnana Vala Kriyacha. His energy is acting in such a perfect way that as we see that it is automatically, An electronic machine is just by putting here a button, it is immediately responded 5,000 miles away, the same button working. This scientific method we have discovered. And we have discovered the law is there. You have simply learned to push one button. But there are vividaiva buttons. Parasya Shakti vividaiva sriyate. So, simply by his willing, everything is being done. That is Krishna. Simply by his willing. Ichhamat. Just like in the Bible it is said, let there be creation, and there was creation. Simply by this will, let there be creation, there is creation. But there is action of the energy of Krishna. But the energy is so subtle that immediately he performs. Sabhaviki, jnana bala kriyacha. You see, study one flower, how finely it is constructed, how the botanist can study. That it is running in this way, the veins are running in this way, the system is like this. But who has made the system? That is to be studied. Not only simply studying the superficial nature. A flower is coming out. It is not coming automatically. Exactly the same energy. Just like if we want to paint one flower, we have to apply our energy. We have to collect a collar and the brass and apply our attention. Similarly, Krishna is doing, but his energy is so perfect, it becomes quickly done, immediately. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. The same example, just like now in the electronic days. Formerly, we had to connect so many things before doing telegraphic transfer, but by electronic imaging. Simply by pushing one button. So, if in the material world such subtle things can be performed, so spiritually is still finally it can be done. Therefore, Krishna says that whatever you see, maya tatam idam sattva. It is my expansion of energy. It is my expansion of energy. The same example as it is given in the Vishnu Purana. Just as the fire is there in one place. The another example is just like sunshine. Sun is fixed up. You can see, everyone can see that it is lying stationed in one insignificant corner of the star. But his sunshine is distributed all over the universe. And everything, all planets, all vegetation, all seasonal changes, they are depending on the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna has got his rays of the body, Brahma-jyoti, jasya-prabha, prabha. Brahma-jyoti is described as prabha, jasya-prabha-prabhavato. As soon as there is Brahma-jyoti, Brahma-jyoti is always there. Jasapro Prabhupada Jagadanda Koti in the Brahma Jyoti, innumerable universes are coming up. In one. In another place it is said, Jasaikani Sasita Kalama Kavalamba Jivanti Loma Biloja Jagadanda Natha. Jagadanda Natha means Brahma. So everything is coming from him. The same thing, that is the Vedic injunction. Jato Bhaimani Bhutani Jayanti. These are the Vedic injunction. Jato Bhaimani Bhutani Sa Oikhata Sa Asijata. So, Sabai Raso Bhai Sa. Everything, all reservoir, all rasas. So same thing is explained here. Maya tatamidam sarvam. But these Mayavadi, they think that I am the same. I am distributed everywhere. I am moving the sun, I am moving. They meditate like that. This is nonsense. How you are moving? It is said, Maya tatamidam sarvam. I am expanded all over this body. That you can say. My limitation. Khetra khetra gam. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Idam sariram khetra miti avidhiyate. I am not exactly controlled. Still, suppose I am the proprietor of this body. Actually, I am not proprietor of the body. Actually, proprietor is body, Krishna, Paramatma. But I have given a place. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetraṁ gañcapi māga viddhi sarva khetre subhāra. Jīvātmā is the proprietor of this body. He has been given this body to act. Just like this human body is given by nature to us. Now we can act. If we act just like human being, then your life is successful. The chance given by nature is fruitful. What is that chance? This body is given for inquiring about Brahma. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Atha. Now you have got this human form of body. Now inquire about Brahma. Why you are going to the share market? What is the price of this share? But we are wasting in that way. Kya bhava hai? Bad. Not inquiring about Brahma. Kya bhava hai? The dogs and cats, they are very some food, very some stool. Their inquiry. Not that inquiry. Just like the hawk is inquiring. Whole day, where is two? Where is two? That, not that inquiry. The human body is meant for inquiring about Brahma. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This is Vedanta Sutta. But they are not interested in inquiring about Brahma. Nayam deha deha bhajang niloki kastan kaman arhati birbhujang. Birbhujang, hogs. Birbhujang means tool eater. They are working very hard. But this human body is not meant for that purpose. Kastan kaman. Kaman means the necessities to fulfill, to satisfy the senses. Ahara nidra bhayamitana, where to eat, where to sleep, where to have sexual intercourse, where, how to defend. These are kama, these are bodily necessities. But for fulfilling simply the bodily necessities, if we work so hard, then where is the difference between us and the hogs? They are doing the same thing. There was Shastra say, Na ayanga deha deho bhajanga niloki. There are all the bodies they have got. Cats and dogs and hogs, they have also got body. Trees, they have got that body. But nirloke, in the human society, when you have got a body, it is not meant for working hard like hogs and dogs. This is human civilization. This is human civilization. Then what it is meant for? Tapo, tapasya. That is Vedic civilization. That is Vedic civilization. But we have made program for economic development, working hard day and night like hogs and dogs. This is going on under the name of civilization. And to satisfy me after hard labor, there is wine and all that and flesh. That's all. This is not civilization. This is hog civilization. Real civilization is for tapasya. Everything, God has given us everything. You eat. For human being, Krishna has given you nice fruits, nice flowers, nice grains, nice milk, nice sugar. Why don't you eat them nicely? That is Vedic civilization. Take the grains, take the fruits, take milk, take sugar, make varieties of preparation, offer Krishna, and take the prasad, and chant Hare Krishna. This is civilization. This is civilization. Otherwise, simply working hard for sense gratification without any discrimination, whether it is mother or sister or anything, that is hog civilization. That the hog has no discrimination. You will find. So therefore Shastra says, Nayang Deha Deha Bhajang Niloki, Kastana Kamana Hrati. They do not understand what is civilization. Here Krishna says, now, Aprapamang Nivartante Mittu Sangsara Vartman. Now they do not know what is Mittu Sangsara Vartman. Is there any university where this education is given? What is Mittu Sangsara Vartman? Can any big philosopher can say, what is this Mrityu Sangsara Vartmani? They do not know. Krishna says that if you do not get me, here is a chance. He must form a body. A prapama, if you don't get me, if you do not come to Krishna consciousness, then what is the result? Nivartante Mrityu Sangsara Vartmani. If you do not take chance, just like sometimes we have seen somebody takes his bird in the field and let him loose out of the cage, and the bird goes and he also goes behind. But if the bird takes chance, now let loose, let me fly up. But that he does not do. He again comes into the cage. Again it comes. So this human form of body is just like a let loose. Now you get the freedom of flying away from this Mrityu Sangsara Vartmani. But that he will not do. He'll enter again. He'll enter. Everything is clear. So we are not interested how to get out of the cage of Mrityu Sangsara Vartmani. We are again and again coming back to the cage. This is called Ajnana. And Jnana means that I am eternal. Nahannate hannavane sarire. I do not. I am not annihilated after the killing, after the annihilation of this body. Nitta sasatayang nahannate hannamane sarire. Then why I am entering this body which is annihilated? That is the problem. That is Mrityu Sangsara Vartman. If you enter again into this material body, then again Mrityu. Again enter, again die, again Mrityu. Bhutta bhutta paliyate. This is the problem. Mrityu Sangsara. But nobody is interested how to get out of this problem. They do not know, they do not speak, they think that after death I am annihilated. But that is not the fact. The fact is that you have to enter another body, and any material body you accept, either king's body or dog's body or hog's body or tree's body, it will be finished. It will. That is called mrityu. Mrityu sansharvat. So we are accepting similar bodies. 8,400,000 forms of bodies are there, and one after another we are entering and leaving and entering and leaving. This is called mrityu sansara vartma. But we have no such brain that how to get out this mrityu sansara vartma. You can get out. That is explained. Mami vajaprabhadante maya me tantranta. This is maya. Maya means actually I am not under this mrityu sansara vartma. Atmamaya ritirat. It is maya. Just like in dream, I enter some kind of body. Every night we can experience that when we sleep, we dream that I have taken another body. I have gone to another place. I am working in a different way, forgetting this body. This is daily experience. And when that dream is over, then again I come to this body, I remember, oh, I have to go there, I have to do this. Another activity. This is going on. I am accepting this gross dream and this subtle dream. But what is my actual position? That I do not know. This is called ignorance. That actual position we can understand if we become Krishna conscious. If we simply become Krishna conscious, then we can understand our actual position. Then we can be saved. That is stated here. Asaddhana purusa dharma sasa parantapa. Asaddhana. If one is not interested in Krishna consciousness, asaddhana. No faith, I have no faith. But it is for your interest, sir. Why you say that I have no interest? That is the Nati Vidu, Sartha Gating Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know what is his interest. He does not know. Bhairathamanina, Durasaya, Bhairathamanina. He has got this material body and is thinking, satisfaction of my senses. That is my interest. Bhairathamanina. And Andhadathan Vairupaniyamana, and another rascal leader who gives him impetus. Yes, you do this, you do that. You will be very much satisfied. So many materialists, they engage them. That is very nice. They like to abide by such leaders. But what are those leaders? Andha. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. They are themselves blind, and they are leading other blind followers. This is what. Nati vidu sartha gatim. But actually leading, actually leader is Krishna. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. He is actual leader. Don't follow all these nonsense things. Don't follow all this ism. It will spoil your life. Because you are not this body. That is the first reason. Tatha dehantarang prati. Dehi nasmin yatha de. Everything clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, instead of accepting these blind leaders, we should know who is actual leader. Krishna is the leader. If we take leadership of Krishna, then our life is perfect. We can properly utilize the utility of human life. Otherwise, we are being misled. Now, Krishna is there for explain that whatever you are seeing in this material world, what is this material world? This material world is combination of the spiritual and material energy of Krishna. Parasa Brahmana Shakti. They are two different energies. Brahma. Sarvedam Akhilam Jagat. What is this Calcutta city? Calcutta city means the earth, water, air, fire, sky, these are material elements, gross elements, mind, intelligence and ego, these are the subtle elements, these eight elements, Krishna's energy, and beyond this energy, aparayam, these are inferior energy, beyond this inferior energy, there is a superior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. Another superior. What is that superior energy? Jiva bhuta. The living form, the living entity. So what is this world? This world, our text is Calcutta. What is it? It is a combination of material energy and spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is as the living entities. He has got this material body. Therefore, it's a combination. So they are working. But who is working? Actually working the living entities. And is utilizing this material energy. This is going. Jayedam dharjase, the whole world is going like that. A combination of material energy and spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is superior and the material energy is inferior. Therefore, whatever we are saying, that simply display manifestation of two energies of Krishna. Parasya brahmana sakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. This is jagat. So, although energy and the energetic, they are non-different, still energy is not the energetic. This is called achinta veda veda. Simultaneously one and different. The energy is not different. Just like the fire and the heat and the light. The heat and light is from the fire. Wherever there is fire, there is heat and light. But still, heat and light is not fire. Try to understand. This is achinta veda. Heat is not different from fire. Light is not different from fire. But still heat and light is not fire. Similarly, the everything, whatever we see, they are simply manifestation of the two energies of God, Brahma. So they are not different from Brahma, at the same time different from Brahma. This is called achinta bheda bheda tatva. Therefore Krishna says here that masthani sarvabhutani, everything is resting on my energy, but I am not. The Mayavadi philosopher, they are mistaking that when everything is expanded as God's energy, then why there is separate God? This is material conception. God is always separate from His energy. That is a distinct Savior. Maya tatamidam sarvam. Everything is emanation of God's energy. But still God is not there. If you worship the energy of God, that is not God worshiping. Indirectly it is, but directly it is not. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The kamastastha hitogyana jajante annadam. Annadevata, they are energies of Krishna. But there is no need if you approach directly to the energetic. The energy is automatically touched and worshipped. Sarvahanamachyute ijja. Just like if you pour water in the root. Root is the cause of the tree. The branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, everything, they are also expansion of the root. So if you water on the root, the service expands to other parts of the root. Yatha tarun mulani sechanena trippanti taskanda bhujopasakha. pranopaharat jatendriyanam tatha sarvaharam ucchutejya. So if you simply worship Ucchuta, Ucchuta means the Supreme Lord who never falls, who never falls down. We are Chuta, although we are qualitatively one with God, but we have got the tendency of fall down. Therefore, we have fallen down in this material world. But Krishna does not fall down. When Krishna comes, he is not like us. And if we consider him as one of us, then he must be rascal number one. Avajananti mag mudha. Manasim tanumag. Param bhavam ajananti. So that is Krishna. Krishna is expanding by his energy everywhere. Sarvedam akhilam jagat parasya brahmana shakti. But in the shakti, although there is relationship, there is also in different way indirectly Krishna, but there is no Krishna. That is not Krishna. If you have maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina mastani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting in his energy. Mastani sarvabhutani. Nacha aham teshu avasthita, but I am not there. And if you, instead of Krishna, if you worship the energy, the material scientist, he is also worshipping Krishna, but he is worshipping the Krishna's material energy, not Krishna. Therefore, if one says that I am worshipping the energy of Krishna, therefore there is no need of worshipping Krishna, that is not good. That is not good. De jathamang prabhadante. If you stick to the worshipment of the energy, you will get that success. But not as much success as Krishna worshipping. Therefore it is clearly said. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina mastani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthita. In another place it is said that just like he says that the worshipping the other demigod, that is also worshipping me, but avidhi purvakam, jajante avidhi purvakam, that is not the vidhi. Vidhi is sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam, to worship Krishna. It is very simple. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhakta vrijacchati. But people will not accept the simple thing which will give him complete perfection. But maya purita jnana asuri bhavamasrita, because they have taken the atheistic view, asuri bhavamasrita. Therefore maya has taken his knowledge. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maiva bhitani tha, if we worship other demigods, they cannot independently offer you any benediction. Krishna says, maiva bhitan hita. They have to take sanction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead before giving you the benediction. But still, such benediction is temporary. Antavattu phalam tesa antad bhavati alpamedas. They are temporary. So, such temporary benediction is meant for the alpamedhasa, one whose brain substance is very small. Or the brain substance, instead of brain substance, there is cow dung. They accept in this way. Otherwise, every shastra says, vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. All the Vedic literatures, they aim at understanding Krishna. And Krishna says, sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. Give up all these things. Simply surrender unto me. And it is so easy. Patram pustvam phal, any part of the world, any poor man can offer Krishna. This is the poorest, and not that who are rich. For them it is prescribed. Anyone can offer Krishna according to his capacity. Krishna is not hankering after your offering, but if you offer Krishna, that is for your own interest, own benefit. मया ततमिदं सर्वं जगतब्बतम् मतमस्थानि भूतानि पश्चमे जोगमैश्वरम् भूतभित न च भूतस्थ भूतात्मा भूतभावना. दिस इज अचिंत वेद. द सेम थिंग आई हैव ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन दैट द हीट एंड लाइट इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द फायर बट स्टिल द फायर इज नॉट देयर. सिमिलरली although Krishna is not there, but everything is there Krishna. And everywhere you can find Krishna at the same time. Because everything is Krishna's energy. Just like here we are worshipping deity made of stone. Everyone knows that the deity is made of stone. That atheist class will say, how is this? These foolish people are worshipping a stone statue. But no. That is not same stone statue. Stone is also Krishna, because Bhumi Rapana Lavayu. So one who knows the art by worshipping stone also, he can worship Krishna. By worshipping stone, it is Krishna's mercy, because at the present moment, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navavid Grayam Indriya. By your blunt senses, we cannot understand. What is Krishna? What is Krishna's name? What is Krishna's form? What is Krishna's activity? Therefore, Krishna, by his causeless mercy, has come before us in the form of stone so that we can see. Because we cannot see beyond stone. We cannot see beyond wood. And the wood and stone is also not beyond Krishna. That is also Krishna. So, Krishna has given us the facility to worship Him in the way as we can understand. It is not that Krishna is stone, because Krishna says, Humira Panalavai. He can take service from Krishna, any form. There are eight kinds of forms. Either you paint, either you make a form from wood, from stone, from jewels, and according to Vedic system, there are so many different types of deities. So, Krishna can accept your service in any way. That is Krishna's omnipotency. He has got omnipotency. But we can handle. If we want to worship the gigantic Virat Rupa of Krishna, if you want to dress him with cloth, where is such amount of cloth? How you can do it? So it is Krishna's kindness that He has appeared before you in a small form. So according to your capacity, you can make very nice dress, and Krishna, you can dress Him. And by dressing Him, Krishna will understand that here is my devotee. He is giving me some service. This is the position. Therefore, temple worship, the deity worship is necessary for the Kanishtadhikari. Simply, if you think that Krishna is everywhere, I shall think of Krishna, meditate on Krishna, that is not possible. Meditation, that is also requires good qualification. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa pasyanti jang yogina. But Krishna, by His kindness or chamurti, a child can see also Krishna. Any innocent, any illiterate man can see, any man can see, a Brahman can see, Shudra can see. Therefore, the deity worship is so important. Natamasthani bhutani pasyame yogamaisyaram bhutavid nacha bhutastha mamatma bhutabhava. Mamatma bhutabhava. Everything is coming from me. Therefore, everything is in me. And still I am not there. This is called achinta bhuta.
यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायु सर्वत्र गोमः तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मस्थानि इति उपधारयो.
Just like in the sky, there are so many things.
यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायु.
The Vayu is everywhere, but it is within the sky. It is nityam.
Nityang Vayu Sarvagato Mahan Tatha Sarvani Bhutani Mastani.
Everything is in me and still I am not there. So Krishna is outside, Krishna is inside. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is outside, Krishna is inside. Krishna is outside. Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha. No, Jagat not Mitha. Because these elements, Jagat means these five elements. That is also Krishna. Krishna energetic. Krishna's energy. How we can say it is Mitha? It is not Mitha. It is fair. But we do not know it is Krishna. We are claiming this is our land. But we do not know it is whose land. That is our mission. Land is not Mitha. Land is fact. But we do not know whose land, to whom this land belongs. That is not. But a devotee knows that Ishavasamidam Sarma, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna also says, Sarva Loka Maheshtaram, I am the proprietor of all lokas. But we are claiming this is Indian land, it is our land, this is Chinese land, this is American land, and we are fighting. This is due to want of Krishna consciousness. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna. We belong to Krishna. My body belongs to Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, my only duty is to serve Krishna. This is part of it. Otherwise, all nonsense. This is in Jathakasasthito Nityanga Bhagu Sarvogato Mahan Tatha Sarvani Bhutani Mastani. Sarvani Bhutani, everything. Mastani. Then my part and parcel. That is the part and parcel duty is to serve the whole. Just like this finger, part and parcel of this body. Its duty is to serve the whole body. When it is, there is some defect. Then it cannot serve. Then anyone, any living entity who is not engaged in Krishna's service, he is in abnormal condition of his life. That is called conditional life. And as soon as he gives up this conditional life, he takes to Krishna consciousness and begins serving Krishna. That is mukti. That is mukti. Sarupena avasthiti. Hitya anatha rupam mukti. This is the definition of mukti. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avastiti. Mukti means you give up your abnormal condition of life and you be situated in your own constitutional life. That is mukti. So we are spreading this mukti. Krishna consciousness means mukti consciousness. Take it very seriously. Try to understand and take advantage of it and be happy. That is our aim. Thank you.